Chapter 2. Cage. Wow. I've never felt anything like that in my life. Looking at Quinn, I could barely contain myself. I couldn't keep my hands off of him. I could have stayed with him at the party all night. For the first time in a long time, I felt alive. Returning to reality was a hard pill to swallow. When I got Tasha's text, it felt like the rug had been ripped out from under me. I wanted to stay there with Quinn. I wanted to see how far it would go, but I had promised Tasha that I would take her to dinner whether or not we won the game. I always keep my obligations, and I had made one to Tasha.
"So, I wanted to talk to you about something,"
Tasha said, breaking the silence as we walked.
"What's that?"
Tasha looked at me excitedly and blushed. Seeing her display of emotion was an unusual sight. A dark cloud usually followed Tasha, infecting everyone around her. I had to assume she wasn't happy with her life. I was clearly a part of her dissatisfaction. But whenever I tried to talk to her about it, she accused me of trying to ruin the good thing we have going. What good thing was that? She wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. And we never had sex.
"You know Vi, right?"
Tasha asked, bubbling.
"Your best friend, Vi, who you spend all your time with?
Yeah, I know her."
"You don't have to say it like that.
You asked me if I knew the girl you always talk about."
"Why are you trying to start a fight? I'm trying to do something nice for you."
I caught myself and took a breath. I was feeling tense. I hadn't wanted to leave Quinn, but I did because of Tasha. I couldn't even ask him for his number when we got back to his place. That was probably for the best, though. The way he made me feel could only lead me to making decisions I would regret. I had larger things to consider. I had worked my whole life to play for the NFL. Being with a girl like Tasha helps sell the package of me as the face of a franchise. At least that's what my father says. And it had been his dream that I play professional football longer than it had been mine. I couldn't let him down. "I'm sorry. I guess I'm still feeling beat up from the game. It's making me a little cranky." Tasha smiled.
"You're forgiven,"
she said, wrapping her arms around mine.
"And I think I have something that will make you feel better."
"Okay," I said, mustering a smile. "What is it?"
"Well, remember how we've been talking about spicing things up in the bedroom?"
I looked at Tasha suspiciously. Spicing things up was something she had brought up. And when she did, it felt like she had something very specific in mind that she wouldn't mention.
"I remember."
"So, I talked to Vi."
"Okay," I said, confused.
"I spoke to Vi and asked her if she would be interested in joining the two of us when we were together. And she said yes,"
Tasha said, crackling. I stopped walking and stared at her. It took a second to wrap my head around what she was saying.
"You mean like a threesome?"
"Yeah,"
she said, turning bright red.
"Tasha, why would you do that?"
"What do you mean?"
"Why would you invite someone else into our bed and without talking to me first?"
"I thought you would like it. Doesn't every guy want to be with two beautiful women at the same time?"
"Not every guy. And if you would have asked me, I would have told you that I'm a one guy, one girl sort of man. If you would have asked me."
"I thought you would like it,"
she said, heartbroken.
"Well, I don't. And I don't know why you would even suggest it."
"Maybe it's because we never have sex anymore."
"And that's my fault? You're the one who spends all her time with Vi."
"What are you saying?"
"I'm saying that I'm not the one who doesn't want to have sex."
"Well, you could have fooled me."
"Then if you're so unhappy, maybe we shouldn't be together."
Tasha froze, staring at me.
"Why would you say that? Why would you say that?"
"Isn't that what's obvious?"
"No. We were meant to be together. I would make you the perfect wife. You know that. You're going to get drafted and become the starting quarterback for a big NFL team. And I'll take care of the house and start a charity. We talked about this, baby. Our futures are set."
She was right. We had talked about it, and that was exactly what we had said. But now that I was in my senior year and I couldn't put off entering the draft any longer, I was starting to have my doubts. That wasn't her fault, though, and I shouldn't be taking it out on her.
"You're right. I'm sorry, Tasha. I'm just in a mood today. But please, no more talking about threesomes, okay?" As soon as I said it, I saw the light in Tasha's eyes blink out.
Okay.
She agreed, before the two of us continued our walk to the restaurant in silence.
I told you not to take that class, Rucker.
Coach, it was something I was interested in, I tried to explain for the thousandth time.
Intro to childhood education? What does a starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys or LA Rams need with a class on childhood education?
My coach asked, more than a little pissed off. Look, I said, finally losing my cool. I took every class you told me to, whether I wanted to or not. I attend every practice you schedule, and I work hard enough to puke.
And look where you are because of it. A top prospect in a competitive draft class. You should be thanking me for how hard I've pushed you.
I caught myself and took a breath. And I am. But coach, I needed to take at least one class that was for me.
But why that one?
It's what I'm interested in.
Yet you haven't attended a single class since the beginning of the year?
That's because it starts 20 minutes after the end of practice. I thought I could just run over when I was done. But sometimes practice runs late, or I have to take an ice bath. Sometimes I'm just too tired.
Well, you should have thought about that before you chose the class, because this professor isn't as sympathetic to the challenges of student athletes as the others are. This one thinks you should have to attend and take the tests to pass. And if you don't pass this class, you won't be allowed to play spring quarter. That means this team won't win, and no one will scout you.
I got it. I'll start going to class.
Not just that. You're getting a tutor. I'll have one of my people find you someone. When's your next class?
I looked up at the clock on the wall of Coach's office. Right now.
Then get your ass over there!
Coach, it's across campus. By the time I get there, there'll only be 5 minutes left.
I guess that means you'll have to run, doesn't it?
Coach, we just did 20 minutes of wind sprints.
Don't talk back, just run. I mean it. Go, go, go!
Backing out of the office, I did what I was told to and ran. I had taken off my chest padding, but I was still in my cleats, compression shirt, and padded pants. The class was on the third floor of a building clear across campus. I didn't have time to change if I was going to make it. I didn't know how I had gotten into this mess. Actually, I kind of did. It was my act of rebellion. Yeah, I knew it would butt up against practice, but I thought it would give me an excuse to leave practice early. I was wrong. And now my entire future hung in the balance. Entering the building and the stairwell, I was completely out of breath. Luckily, no one could hear my panting over the thunderous noise of my metal cleats echoing off the concrete. There was no quietly sneaking into the back of the class. By the time I'd opened the classroom door, everyone had already turned to look. There were 50 students and one angry professor, all staring at me.
Sorry, please continue,
I said, between struggling breaths and plenty of humiliation. Taking the first open seat, I rested my head on the desk too quietly to catch my breath. I again felt like I wanted to throw up, but that wasn't happening here. Gathering myself, I sat up, realizing that I hadn't grabbed my book bag from my locker. It wasn't like I had the notebook for this class in it or anything. I had given up on attending a long time ago, but it would have been nice to have something in front of me so I didn't look like an idiot. Pulling out my phone, I did my best to seem like I was taking notes on it. I wasn't, because I had no idea what the professor was talking about. It looked like everyone else did, though. They were all laser-focused on the woman standing in front of us. That is, everyone was paying attention except one person. When I saw him, I couldn't breathe. It was Quinn, and he was looking up at me. Our eyes connected for a second, but then he looked away. Everything inside of me tingled. I could immediately feel myself breathing harder. Just seeing him did something to me. I had been given a second chance with him. I wasn't going to let him slip out of my life again.
And that's it. Next class will be a quiz on what we covered over the past 2 weeks. Be ready,
the professor said, before turning her attention to me.
Mr. Rucker, can I see you a moment?
I wasn't expecting that. Worse still, Quinn was seated on the opposite side of the room, which had a different exit. He wasn't looking my way, and he would be gone before I could ask him to wait for me.
Mr. Rucker,
the gray-haired Asian woman called again.
Coming, I told her.
keeping an eye on Quinn as he approached the door. Quickly swimming upstream past the flood of people, I approached the professor as she erased the board. She was taking her time with it, and it was killing me. When Quinn disappeared, my heart sank. He was gone again, and I felt like crap.
Coming in 5 minutes before the end of class isn't considered attending, at least not in my book.
I know, and I'm really sorry about that. I ran over from practice, but I promise I won't be late again.
I am told you need to pass this class to remain eligible to play next season.
That's correct, ma'am.
Then I would think you would take this class a little more seriously.
And I promise I will, moving forward.
If you don't want to be here...
I do want to be here.
Why?
She asked sincerely. Because it's a subject I'm really interested in. Teaching kids is something I've always wanted to do.
What about football? I hear you have a promising professional career.
Football is what I'm good at. It's a blessing, but it's not... I didn't finish the sentence. That was a box I didn't want to open right now.
Well, if you are serious about this class, you are going to have a lot of catching up to do.
I realize that, and I'm willing to work. I'm getting a tutor.
Are you?
Yes, ma'am. In fact, I said, suddenly getting an idea, could we pick this up next class? I promise I'll be on time for it.
You better be. Remember, attendance is mandatory.
I got it. I'm on it. I'll be here, promise, I said, clomping my cleats on the carpet as I trotted toward the door. As soon as I was in the hall, I scanned both directions looking for him. He wasn't there. Where had he gone so quickly? Most of the students were entering the stairwell headed downstairs. I jogged over and joined them, craning my neck over the crowd. I couldn't see him. I was about to hate myself for not leaving sooner when I saw the back of someone who could only be Quinn exiting the stairwell onto the main floor. Excuse me, I said, squeezing past everyone. It only got me down a few seconds sooner, and by the time I was there, he was again nowhere to be seen. Looking into every classroom as I ran past them, I didn't see him. I was about to give up hope when I popped open the door to the building and spotted his sexy frame walking away. Warmth washed across me. It felt like a spot of sunshine on a cloudy day. Jogging toward him, I slowed when I was a few feet away. I couldn't lose my cool just because I was about to talk to the best-looking guy I had ever seen. I had to at least pretend like kissing him wasn't the only thing I could think about since the moment we met. Quinn, I said, trying to be as casual as I could. He stopped and turned around. He did not look happy to see me as I was to see him. It triggered a twinge in my chest, but I pushed past it. I thought that was you. Have you been? Hit up any big parties since I saw you last? I said with a smile. When he didn't reply, I said, Cage. Cage Rucker, we met at the Sigma Chi party. I remember, he said coldly. Ouch. There was that twinge of pain again.
How's Tasha? That was your girlfriend's name, right?
Tasha? Oh, yeah, she's good. She's fine. Did I do something to piss you off? If I did, I'm sorry, I said, desperately wanting to see him smile again. Quinn stared at me with a look of frustration and then relented.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. Don't mind me. I'm just being stupid.
You? Being stupid? I find that hard to believe, I said with a smile. He stared at me again. This time, he looked like he was searching my soul.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I guess you strike me as being someone really smart. He softened the intensity of his gaze.
I'm not smart about anything that matters, he said, before continuing his walk.
I caught up to him. I don't think that's true. In fact, I'll bet you're pretty smart at intro to childhood education. I'll bet you're at the top of the class. Quinn looked at me when I said that. You are, aren't you? Quinn looked away. I'll be damned. Okay, then that will make the next thing I say less awkward. It turns out that I need this class to stay eligible for football and ultimately the NFL draft. And since I haven't been attending classes, I'm a little behind. I kind of need a tutor. The football program is willing to pay you for your time.
I can't tutor you, he said dismissively.
Why not?
I just can't. Sorry.
Okay, Then how about if I make the pot a little sweeter?
What do you mean?
When we were at the party, you said you weren't good at being social, which I don't understand because you seemed perfectly comfortable with it.
I was only comfortable because...
Because of what? I asked, hoping he would say because of me.
Nothing.
Well, if you're willing to tutor me in what you're good at, I can tutor you on what I'm good at.
You mean being a football star that everyone wants a piece of?
Okay, first of all, ouch. Second of all, there's a little more to me than that.
I know, I'm sorry. See, I'm not good at this,
Quinn exclaimed. I took his hand as casually as I could. I tried to pretend like this was just something I did when I talked to people. But the truth was, I had been dying to hold it. You are good at this. At least you can be. Let me help you. I know I can help you with this. And once you're done, you'll be a star football player who everyone wants a piece of like I am, I said with a smirk. Quinn laughed. I tingled so much I thought my teeth would fall out. So what do you say? Quinn pulled his hand from mine. He wasn't subtle about it. I think he was trying to send a message about boundaries. Fair enough. I could respect that.
Okay,
Quinn said with a smile. Okay? I repeated, melting in his eyes.
Okay,
he confirmed to my absolute joy. I hear there's a quiz in the next couple of days.
It's in 2 days, and it covers 2 weeks of material.
That sounds like a lot.
It is,
he confirmed. It sounds like your tutoring should start right away, I suggested, wanting to spend every waking moment with him.
How about tonight? I'll set up a lesson plan, and we'll go from there.
A lesson plan? You don't play around.
I don't. You can't either if you want to pass the quiz.
I won't. Quinn hesitated.
And you don't have any plans with your girlfriend or anything, do you?
Being reminded of Tasha was a bucket of cold water on my runaway excitement about spending the night with Quinn. My smile diminished. Even if I had something, I would cancel it. Passing the class and playing football comes first. She would understand.
Okay, then I'll see you tonight.
Should I get your number? I asked him, not missing the opportunity this time.
Yes, give me your phone.
I handed it to him and he typed it in. A second later, I heard the phone in his pocket ring.
You know where I live. I'll text you the time and my room number,
Quinn said professionally. So we'll be doing this at your place?
Unless you have somewhere better. I guess we could go to a library, but I don't know how much talking they'll allow.
No, your place is great. I look forward to it.
You look forward to studying?
He asked, reminding me that this wasn't a date. Of course. Intro to childhood education is what I live for. Ask anybody. Quinn laughed. It melted my heart.
See you then, Dimples,
he said with a smile before turning and walking off. Man, was I in trouble.